guys that have been here a while have known, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, everything looks so much better when the ball goes in the basket, and that's what happened tonight. First half, I thought for a long stretch, early we weren't really into it. We were just trying to outscore them, and we were willing to give up on too early on the defensive end, and they capitalized on that because we thought we could outscore them. And then I thought we did get a little better defensively, but it was just a story of one of those games where we shot the ball really well. The ball went in the basket. We made free throws. It's amazing that you have the legs and the whole thing for doing that in 4 games and 8 days and still be that fresh. So it's like I said to everybody, 4 games and 8 days is not easy by any means, but we would have practiced anyway. But guys did a nice job staying focused after that first 6 or 7 minutes of the game. And I thought at halftime, right before the half, we had a nice little run to stretch it out to 19. But 6 guys in double figures, all 5 starters, a lot of things to like out there today. But ball going in the basket's the best thing.
Only about 36 hours between the end of the Duke game and the start of this one. How did you go about handling the guys yesterday?
We only actually were active doing things about 45 minutes in practice. But the whole thing was just talking to them. I said, you know, it's what it is. It's our schedule. We got to play it. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You got to feel good about playing 4 games in 8 days. If I were a player, I would love that. I tried to go from the positive side of it. And then the other thing is that, you know, that short of practice, you're young, you've got plenty of time for your legs to get back if you handle it mentally. And that's all we talked about is just, hey, it's what it is. Let's go play. Let's not worry about it. Let's not make excuses. You did have a big win, but this game here today is just as important as Thursday night's game.
What do you think you learned about your team during this 8-day stretch?
Well, it wasn't just during this 8-day stretch. I mean, our kids have shown a lot greater attention to the details. They've shown a greater sense of urgency. We've played pretty good basketball during this whole stretch, not just these 8 days. And so didn't learn anything different because I thought we were playing pretty well before this 4-game stretch here. But, again, today just the ball goes in the basket, everything looks better.
The fact that this team had already lost to Wake Forest once this year, did that help kind of avoid any kind of lift-off?
Well, I told him, I said, it would be easy for me to get up. Somebody beat my rear end last time. I wouldn't have any problem if it was 4 games in 8 days or 8 games in 4 days. I'd be ready to play their rear end. So that was the only other thing I said, because they did. They whacked us the last time.
Coach, how do you handle the next few days then leading up to the game? Do you give them a day off? Or
Tomorrow's going to be off, and then we'll go back to work on Monday. You know, it's a long season. You can't just say, oh, gosh, catch our breath. Boy, that's really good. I mean, there's more games left to play, and everybody plays basically the same number of games, and we've got 4 left, and I would assume, is that right?
3 left, 3 on the road.
Yeah, we've got 4 left. I would assume everybody in the ACC's got about 4 left, you know, so we're not any different from everybody else. 3 on the road and 1 at home, you know, we'd like it the other way around, but the bottom line is it's still the end of the season. You got to keep playing.
Well, how different is your team than the one that lost to Wake Forest?
Oh, we're a lot better, but Wake Forest really played well. It wasn't just our poor play up there in Weston. We beat them badly on the backboards that day. That's the only place we beat them. Every other stat you look at, they really hurt us. They shot 21 layups that time, had 46 points inside the lane, 17 turnovers for us the last time. So we're a lot better, and we caught them on a day where they didn't play as well and our shots were going in.
Roy, how close has Marcus become to being the kind of floor leader you want?
He's really close. You know, I had a goal today to try to, once the game at halftime, I wanted to try to get him out a little more in the second half and had a goal of him not playing 30 minutes. So the most favorable stat to me was that he only played 28 minutes today. He's a tough, tough competitor. He can score. He understands the game of basketball. He's like a coach on the floor. Pound for pound, he's as tough as anybody we have. Mentally, I'm not talking about physically. I've never seen him in a fight, and hope I never do. But physically, pound for pound, and mentally, he's a tough, tough kid, and understands the game. Most of the time, when the call is made, he thinks about, okay, which way should it go to take advantage of the best shooter, or which way should it go to take advantage of the best post-up player, or where can we go? Leslie's made the last 3. Where can I go to get Leslie's shot? So he thinks the game, and he has talent. So he's really freaking good.
These last 2 games with Leslie shooting, is part of the reason why he's got back on track that he's maybe being a little bit more selective, maybe a little bit more patient?
Well, it was. I mean, today he took 1 shot he didn't like, and Thursday night, won. So he's only taken two in the last two games. And he's been rushing it a little bit, I think, pressing a little bit previously, because he is a good shooter, you know, but he's been shooting and it's not going in. So I like, again, you've heard me say, I like those guys that make them. And the last two games, he's taken better shots. So shot selection is always a huge factor in your percentage, but it helps when that first one goes in, and it did this game and last game.
Take one or two more.
A nice moment for Wade.
Yeah.
He's
a wonderful kid. I mean, he's a funny dude, and everybody loves him. But it's, you got to have a little fortitude. You haven't scored all year, and you're in the game 5 seconds, and they throw you the ball at the top of the key, and a little sucker just went up and knocked it right in. And the funny thing is that after I thought about it, you know, I said, God, that is unbelievable, the kid to be able to do that. And then I went down to Nate and Marcus and Leslie, and I said, it shouldn't have surprised you guys. He does that to you every day. You know, he's been shooting them in your face all season, but that was a great moment for him, and I was really happy for him.
Wade will be on the postgame note sheet.
Yes.
One more if there is one.
Coach, free throw shooting today, 94% in the first half compared to Duke on Thursday. What makes a difference there?
You know, the stars and the moon aligned properly today. I don't know. You know, if anybody can answer that. No, nobody can answer that question. I got 100 letters this year from people who are experts say they can fix free throw. That's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not the dumbest either. If you could fix it, I would have already fixed the thing. But, you know, I did. You know, I looked at the moon last night and looked at some stars and said, yeah, tomorrow's really going to be a good day from the free throw line.
And on that, thank you.